Good afternoon, I'm Alan Martin, and this is your Pix Now update. Breaking news update for you now. Chopper 5 was over I-80 in Fairfield this morning, where a CHP motorcycle officer was involved in a crash with two other vehicles. This happened about 9 o'clock this morning near Manuel Campos Parkway. You can see the motorcycle completely torn apart. The two other vehicles severely damaged. As of right now, the right three westbound lanes remain closed as CHP investigates this. We're also hearing three people were taken to the hospital, but no word yet on their conditions. Earlier, we saw this group of CHP officers outside the North Bay Medical Center. We'll continue to monitor the developing situation, bring you the latest as it comes in. In Oakland, first responders rescued two victims trapped under a truck after witnesses say it crashed through a fence into a yard at Oakland Charter School. This happened at 42nd and Foothill about 11 o'clock this morning. The exact cause of the crash is under investigation. However, witnesses tell us the driver may have been under the influence of drugs and is now being medically evaluated. Today, the two men being held responsible for the deadly Ghost Ship warehouse fire are facing their second day of sentencing. It's part of a plea deal. Master tenant Derek Almena agreed to 9 years in county jail, while creative director Max Harris agreed to 6 years. Family members of Almena and Harris are expected to ask the judge for leniency today. Fire started December 2, 2016, during a party that the two threw at the warehouse in Oakland. Fire investigators say the electrical wiring, the emergency exits were not up to code. And when a fire started, 36 people were unable to get out of the building and they died. Family of some of the victims say the sentence was nothing more than a slap on the wrist, and they are asking the judge to dismiss the plea bargain or change the sentencing.
This sentence is bankrupt.
3 months for Almena and 2 months for Harris for each of those lives was way too short.
Both men are getting credit for time they've already served in jail while waiting for their trial. That means Almena could be released in 3.5 years and Harris just under 2 years. New numbers from CAL FIRE right now. There are 13 large wildfires currently burning across California. More than 13,500 firefighters are working to put them out. In total, more than 671,000 acres have burned. More than 3,000 people remain evacuated. In Southern California, the Holy Fire now marching closer to homes. Flames have forced many to flee the area in Orange County. And we have just learned it has exploded in size, burning more than 18,000 acres and is still only 5% contained.
Bail has been set at $1 million.
And Your Honor,
may I pay for that immediately?
Honor, can we please have a bail?
Can I post bail?
Also set on the 17th.
Yes.
I can handle a million right now easily.
You don't need to.
Meanwhile, the man accused of starting the Holy Fire made his first court appearance today. 51-year-old Forrest Clark made several outbursts during these proceedings, at some point even covering his face with his hair, saying that he feared he and his family would be threatened. Clark faces several charges, including felony arson. He is being held on $1 million bail. His arraignment has been postponed until next Friday. Up north, the two fires making up the Mendocino complex have grown to about the size of Los Angeles. The River and Ranch fires are still threatening thousands of homes, but some of those evacuated have been allowed to return. Overall, the complex is roughly 50% contained. And this just into our newsroom, Yosemite National Park will reopen on Tuesday, about 2 weeks after the Ferguson fire hit near the park. Visitors to that area should expect delays on the roads because of ongoing firefighting operations, and some park facilities will be limited as it returns back to normal operations. That wildfire, currently 80% contained, it has scorched over 95,000 acres. All right, let's get to Brian Hackney with an update on our air quality as well as fire conditions.
Still have red flag warnings that are posted in the upper elevations near the fires, and that'll be true through tomorrow night. It continues warm, it continues dry. What they're worried about are the winds that are gusting up to about 30 miles an hour, low humidities and high temperatures as well mean extreme fire danger. For us, the air quality is actually improving. Down here at the surface, we've got good air quality to moderate air quality for most of the Bay Area. In fact, that will improve for tomorrow, but way up top, visibilities will suffer. So in general, we get afternoon sun for most locations, patchy fog along the shoreline. Won't be as hot, but still plenty warm in the East Bay, a little bit cooler each day heading right into next week. Daytime highs today, we're going to look at Santa Rosa near 93 degrees, Napa hits 88, 97 at Fairfield and 96 for Livermore, 85 for San Jose. Here in San Francisco, 67. And in the extended forecast, the usual low clouds in the morning give way to sunshine. The headline is probably that mild but welcome cooling trend inland that'll continue right into early next week. Have a great weekend.
You too, Brian. Thank you. It's been nearly a decade in the making, and San Francisco's Salesforce Transit Center opens to the public tomorrow. From the 100,000 square feet of retail space to the nearly 5.5-acre rooftop park you're seeing here, the Salesforce Transit Center is state-of-the-art. It will ultimately connect 11 transportation services.
This represents San Francisco at our best. It reflects our commitment to innovation, to transportation.
One mode of transportation that will be missing for at least a decade or two is high-speed rail. Instead, only a shell of a train station exists down on the basement level. For the 11th year, Outside Lands, back at Golden Gate Park. Female empowerment is a theme people will see throughout the three-day music festival. Thousands of people expected to pack the park, and this year there will also be something for cannabis fans, but might not be exactly what you're thinking.
The Grasslands area is really dedicated to learning and information about what's going on with cannabis. But there's no actual consumption or sales of cannabis on site here at the festival.
All right, here's a list of what you can and cannot take into the festival. You'll notice an emphasis on clear bags. Anything not clear, not allowed in. Fanny packs, small bags, empty hydration packs, those are still okay. And we want to see your best Outside Lands photos. Share them with us using hashtag OutsideLandsKPIX. You could be featured in our special online photo gallery. One of California's oldest theme parks is getting a facelift today. Children's Fairyland in Oakland getting a new 19-foot sign at the entrance. It'll face Grand Avenue. It'll be lit up at night. Park officials say this comes after 15 months of other renovations.
Amazingly enough, for the 68 years Children's Fairyland has been around, we have not had an entryway sign announcing to people where we are. We thought it was about time.
Children's Fairyland was built along Lake Merritt back in 1950. It was one of several theme parks visited by Walt Disney as he gathered ideas for what would become Disneyland in Anaheim. We all know how that worked out. We'll be back another update top of the hour. Watch or listen to your updates on your favorite platforms, including our website, kpix.com, or our KPIX Facebook page.
PIX Now News is sponsored by Santa Cruz Beach Boardwalk.
Well, I'm going to the beach where I belong.
Summer is here, so get to the beach.
Where the days are warm and the nights are long.
The admission-free boardwalk is open daily. Check out beachboardwalk.com and we'll see you at the
boardwalk.